From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what it's like to travel the most dangerous road in Baghdad. But first, the debate over using embryonic stem cells for research moves to the Senate now. The House yesterday passed a bill to expand federal financing for that research. President Bush has promised to veto it. We'll have more of what the president had to say in a moment. But first, we turn to Slate's Will Salatan. Will writes about the nexus between science and politics. And Will, why is the Republican-controlled Congress bucking the president on this issue?
Well, this really was a striking rebuke to the president from his own party. 50 Republicans crossed party lines to vote against the president. And this is despite the president having come out a few days ago and made very clear that he would veto this bill, obviously trying to intimidate them into towing the party line, and they refused. You know, what's happened, I think, is that over recent years, the pro-life movement took on this issue, and they have run up against something much more powerful than the abortion rights constituency, and that is the patients' lobby. You know, there are just enormous constituencies and a lot of money out there devoted to curing diseases that are afflicting more and more people, especially as the boomers age. And those people all want stem cell research, and a lot of them are Republicans. So, you know, on the other side, this is not your typical abortion issue where a pro-lifer can talk about children. These are embryos. These are very tiny things. It's very hard to get most people to identify with them. So the politics are just not as good for the president, and they're much more powerful on the other side.
And as for the president, why is he willing to make this his first veto?
Well, the president put himself in a difficult box 4 years ago when he took the position, not that he would fund embryonic stem cell research, but that he would do so only on cell lines derived before August 9th, 2001, when he announced the policy. That struck a lot of people as an arbitrary line. A lot of Republicans thought he would move the line. He hasn't. I thought he would move the line. I never thought that President Bush was this serious about this issue, but he has surprised me, and I think he surprised a lot of people in his own party by saying he will hold this line even when he sees the polls and the votes in Congress moving against him.
You've written a couple of articles recently in Slate about the mixed rhetoric that both the president and the Republicans are using on this issue compared to other hot political issues such as the filibuster. Can you explain?
Yeah, the rhetoric that we keep hearing from the Republicans about the filibuster is an up or down vote, an up or down vote. There has to be majority rule in Congress. You can't have a minority making the policy. But on stem cells, it's been exactly the other way around. There has been a majority in the Senate for some time to expand this research. Senator Frist has refused to bring it up. The leaders in the House, Republican leaders, refused to bring up the bill that just got passed. Finally, they agreed, and of course, it passed overwhelmingly. What do President Bush's supporters, the conservatives in the House, say? Oh, they're very happy. They're happy because they have what they call a veto-sustainable minority. So conservatives seem to think that it's okay to have a minority if you've got the president's veto behind you. In fact, they're threatening now to filibuster, incredibly, the stem cell bill in the Senate.
Another seeming inconsistency you write about is the president's position on stem cells and his position on the death penalty.
Yeah, the president has said numerous times, including just a few days ago, his position on stem cells is we must never take one life for the benefit of another. But when it comes to the death penalty, his argument for the death penalty isn't that a murderer deserves to be executed. He constantly says that by executing that murderer, we can deter some other potential killer out there from killing someone else. So when it comes to the death penalty, President Bush's position is it's okay to take one life in order to save another.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Human Nature column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.